Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. There is a popular assertion to first reform the civil government school system. But popularity, thankfully, does not equal propriety. The fact is that even if the civil government school system could be reformed, there is no need to reform it for the sake of Christianity. This is because we have immediate access to external liberty in the Free Exercise Clause. The external liberty must be leveraged to spread the gospel, the message of internal liberty. By using the freedoms we already have, we can have reformation without tarrying for any. And this is the theme of an article that I wrote that is posted at deconstructingthecoliseum.com. The article is named Reformation Without Tarrying for Any, The Future of the Free Exercise Clause. Excitingly, the Free Exercise Clause is ahead of the curve. It precludes squandering resources on undoing 13 years of humanist indoctrination. So it treats the sin disease, that is the civil government's inherent humanist indoctrination, and not the symptoms, meaning the result of 13 years of humanist indoctrination. The clause negates the necessity of expending resources on unteaching the humanist worldview. Moreover, no legal action is required to begin leveraging the Free Exercise Clause, and no legislation must be enacted, since family and church government education is possible already in all 50 states. Finally, and most importantly, the Free Exercise Clause facilitates an offensive approach, that is, merely living out the Christian faith without having to convince humanist gatekeepers like judges, legislators, school principals, and teachers of the God-given right to Christ-centered education. This is the spirit of we do not need man's approval to say that we do not need man's approval. I am Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition via deconstructingthecoliseum.com.